I'd like to turn for a moment or two to the taxation of cars. The taxation of cars, both from a direct tax and from an indirect tax point of view, have been subject to reform and continues to be so. In the pre-budget report, the next phase was formally announced. From April 2009, the rules for expensive cars will be reformed. An expensive car, you will remember, is one that costs more than £12,000. And traditionally, the writing down allowance for capital allowance purposes has been restricted to £3,000 for these cars. And of course, there have been private use adjustments where there have been a dual business and private use. I'm thinking of a sole trader here. So from April 2009, under these proposed revisions, expensive cars will be taxed according to their CO2 output. Now there's a surprise. For cars with CO2 emissions up to 160 grams per kilometre on, will be put into the 20% pool. Remember, that's the old 25% pool, which was revised downwards in April 2008. And for cars with CO2 emissions of more than 160 grams per kilometre, they will be put into the new 10% pool. And remember, that 10% pool is also new for April 2008. For expensive cars, with a mix of business and private use, each car goes into a separate pool, which is given a notional writing down allowance of either 10% or 20% according to the CO2 output, and then you adjust for the business use using the normal rules. This, of course, will be relevant for a sole trader or a partner in a partnership. You don't get the private use restrictions in companies. In companies, the burden of taxation passes to the employees.